Welcome into Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton.
And I'm Dr. Zach Clinton, and together we're your hosts. Thank you for joining us.
If you enjoyed today's program and you feel called to help us equip the church to provide mental health care and to help those in need, visit our foundation at aaccfoundation.org. That's aaccfoundation.org. Hey, there you're going to find a little bit more about the impact we're having in local communities to strengthen families and individuals. We're on a mission to help equip people everywhere to improve their relationship with God and the ones they love.
We'd love for you to be a part of our family. Let's bring a message of hope and encouragement to today's generations. Your gift ensures that this program and your station remain on the air. And on today's program, my dad, Dr. Tim Clinton, will be joined by a great guest. So let's get started.
Well, thanks, Zach. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton, and I'm glad you're joining me today for a very special guest, Kathy Branzell. She serves as president of the National Day of Prayer Task Force. She's a longtime member of the NDP Board of Directors, having led and served alongside Vonette Bright, Shirley Dobson, Ann Graham Lotz, and Dr. Ronnie Floyd. Kathy earned her bachelor's degree in education and human development from the University of Georgia, went on to get a master's degree in biblical studies from Liberty Theological Seminary. She is a wife to her childhood sweetheart, Russ, mother to two adult children, Chandler and Emily. She and Russ make their home in the suburbs of Atlanta, Georgia. Her fifth book is a devotional entitled An Invitation to Prayer. Kathy is also the author of Prayer Warrior, The Battle Plan to Victory. Kathy, welcome. Nice to see you. Thank you for joining me.
It's always so great to be with you, my friend.
Kathy, it's fun to get together with you and talk about National Day of Prayer. And this one's special, 75 years of history now.
Right. And just thinking about the millions and millions of prayers that have been prayed over the last 75 years, unifying prayers for our nation. How exciting.
Kathy, when Americans come together, I think God does something, especially as we unite together in prayer. And I know our president launched late 2025, the America Prays Initiative. Talk to us a little about that, and is there any tie-in together?
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited about that. When we, first of all, have a president who values prayer, you know, that goes back to 1952 as well, when Truman signed this into law, how grateful we are that he is grateful for our prayers, but to encourage prayer. Throughout the year, we do have the National Day of Prayer, but inside our organization, we call ourselves National Daily Prayer as well. And so so honored to be in partnership with our friends at Pray.com and Intercessors for America and so many more wonderful ministries, churches, organizations, small groups that are committed to get people together to pray every single week, every single day for one another and for our nation. What a privilege.
Kathy, I noticed your theme and theme verse this year, special, tell of his glory among the nations, and 1 Chronicles 16, verse 24. Can you take us into how that came about? Obviously, you can't look at the news and not realize that, my goodness, we've not just have issues here in our country. Look at Venezuela, go to the Middle East, go to other parts of the world. It's just stunning what's happening right now.
Right. And go across the street and maybe just across the hallway in your own home, right? And so the whole theme is glorify God among the nations, seeking him in all generations. And God doesn't share his glory. And he wants us to tell his story. We're supposed to be, we were commissioned to go and share the gospel. And so we feel this prompting to go and talk about the good news. Yes, there are horrific things happening. There are terrible crises in our own homes and around the world. And so we need to remember to speak of his faithfulness, to talk of his glory. Among the nations that, by the way, probably live right there in your neighborhood, go to school with you, hopefully go to church with you, but also work with you, cheer at football games with you. Whatever you're doing, you are really in America. You're sitting among so many nations. So we need to be glorifying him among them. And then in every generations, the end of 1 Chronicles 16:24 tells us, you know, to tell of his wonderful deeds to all people. And so what are we telling our younger generations, this now generation, now living, but how are we talking about his glory and encouraging them in their faith instead of just feeding them fear all the time?
You can't help but look at the news cycles again, look at social media and see what's happening. You're right, in Iran. Take a look at, again, local streets. Look at what we've witnessed in Minneapolis, now in cities all over the country, the unrest. At the same time, Kathy, the spiritual seeking, searching that's going on. Today's generations are hungering for God. Bible sales are going through the roof. People are showing up in church. It must be pretty exciting in your spirit to say, hey, Lord, what an opportunity to call the nation and really the world to prayer, honestly, for such a time as this.
Right. And I want everyone listening to stop and go, wait, did I just hear correctly? Because that was a lot of good news in about one sentence, that this younger generation is going to church. Men, young men are going to church, going back to church. They are filling themselves with the word of God. College campuses across the nation, arenas are filling up. Early in the morning, a college student's now, when I'll have to admit, when I was a freshman in college, I made sure my first class was at 12:20. Right? We aren't known for being early birds in college, but you've got college students, thousands of them, getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go worship and to pray. So yes, there is great news, and we want to glorify God in that and take part in that as well. And so, be rejoiced, be refreshed as we're talking here.
Kathy, what excites me is seeing testimony, like you say, show up everywhere, from people going to Christian concerts to seeing testimonies from NFL players and college football players and more, just openly, unashamedly standing for Christ, praying and kneeling. You know that? In the midst of all the insanity of what's happening around us. Kathy, let's go back to the National Day of Prayer and why a devoted day of prayer. I know the president again called the nation to prayer for the entire year as we celebrate America 250. What's the value? What have you learned and what have you seen through the years on just dialing in? Here we May 7th, 2026 is going to be a big day.
Right. And, this goes all the way back to, we have to tell the story. This goes back to the Reverend Billy Graham challenging Congress and the president to honor God and prayer in our law. And they took him very seriously. We had a unanimous vote. And then Truman was quick to sign it. And then our good friend, because, Mr. Graham had no initiative. He was an evangelist. He didn't want to start a prayer ministry, but his good friend, Vonette Bright, did. She wanted to mobilize, strategize, and organize. Because there's power in agreeing prayer. There's power in being together. There's power in glorifying God together. You're a dad. And for everybody listening who has children, it is exciting to a parent's heart, not just to see your kids get along, but to go accomplish something, to seek you and your wisdom, to thank you for something that you have done, to ask you for something when they need help. And we as spiritual siblings now, for 75 years, have come together in parks and stadiums and in Capitol buildings and across all different places, living rooms and dorm rooms, and delighted our Father's heart, asking him to steer this nation, to glorify himself in this nation. And that's what we get to do in this remarkable 250th year of America, is to give God the glory for our 250 years. And of course, we're also going to, on that day, everywhere, but especially in Washington, D.C., we're going to be showing gratitude to our military, because without them, we wouldn't still be a nation and probably not speaking English. And it's also a great time of rededicating ourselves personally and corporately, coming together city to city. We will have tens of thousands of prayer gatherings on May 7th in every county in America. And there's accountability when we come together and pray. and we say, we're going to seek you. We want to glorify you. We're rededicating ourselves to you, Lord, as a county, as a person, as a family, as a nation. And then there's accountability because you just stood there and prayed with your neighbor. And for them to say, hey, remember back in May? Remember back in May? How can we cheer you on and how can we hold you accountable to the things that we prayed and watch for God's glory here in our city and our country?
This has become a really special day. I know, I think you go back to Ronald Reagan, where he signed kind of a resolution to ensure that the very first Thursday of every May moving forward would be devoted and set aside to pray. That means, by the way, Kathy, that every president must now proclaim a day of prayer for the nation, right? And then you, serving as president of the National Prayer Task Force, you have the privilege, by the way, standing on the shoulders of giants, Vonette Bright, you mentioned her, Shirley Dobson, I think of Ronnie Floyd, Ann Graham Lotz, here you are. God has selected, chosen you to be in that place, but among the activities of the day, you, Kathy, are going to be leading an event at the Capitol again. You guys will be over probably to the Rose Garden, God willing, and the president will host you there. There's the signing of the proclamation. And then, Kathy, a lot of this is going to be, is it going to be broadcast to the nation and to the world again?
Oh, yes, definitely. And we're so grateful because that brings throughout the day when we have all of these prayers going east to west, right, from sunup to sundown, the broadcast brings us all together, whether you're at a church, whether you're at home, whether you're watching it on your phone. You got to come together as a family. You got to come together as a city, as a state, at your capitals, wherever we are. Having that small gathering with Congress at the Congressional Observance over at the White House, but bringing us all together as a nation to pray together at the end of the day, that is so amazing. So it will be broadcasted that evening.
Kathy, we've got some lead time here, and I know you love to encourage people to participate. Friends like Becky Thompson and what they're doing up on their social media, that mom's prayer team thing they put together. They've got, I think, over 2 million people now as a part of what they're doing. But Kathy, what's your prayer and what are you challenging, encouraging people to do right now in preparation?
Right. So right now, I'm going to ask you for to start this prayer strategy of seeking the Lord. This is a season of seeking. Back in January, we have New Year's resolutions and, hopefully you've stuck to yours. But are you seeking God for what he wants to do in 2026 and in the United States of America and in the body of Christ and beyond? And so seek him and then act on it and just be obedient in every single moment and get together with others and pray. Be a part of all the different things that you're hearing. There's no excuse this year to not be praying with others, because thank you, Lord, there are opportunities all throughout the year. There are initiatives all throughout the year. There are people that you've never met before that are waiting to pray with you. And so please, and then go to nationaldayofprayer.org, our website. We have lots of free prayer resources that we want to share with you. And then also here in late March, April, we start putting our events all across the nation up on our event finder. And so you can find people to go and pray with in person on that day.
So Kathy, grassroots organizations, probably a lot of Bible study teams. I'm thinking of churches coming together, people organizing everywhere they can, and they're standing with you united. So you provide the theme, you provide the key verse, you put together materials so you can help these communities, these groups do and connectively come together in earnest, praying that God would do something special again in our nation and around the world.
Amen. Well said. And we also, this year, we're very grateful to the First Freedom Art Foundation for allowing us to use that beautiful painting. And along with then we asked them, would they allow the 250th, you know, the America Praise, to also use that beautiful painting of George Washington praying at Valley Forge. It's just such a great reminder to us in our theme art this year. Usually we have an original piece of art that we use, but again, in collaboration, in coming together, to remember that here's a general who had lost all his battles up till then, was in dire trouble, was praying for the formation of this nation as well as the soldiers he was leading right there on his field. And to remember us to pray like that for our families, to pray with and for those that we lead. And so that beautiful piece of artwork inspires us to pray as well. And so so excited that everyone can come together, whether you're on a college campus, a school campus, whether you're at work, at home, wherever you are, you have people who will come together with you to pray.
Kathy, through the years, I've learned some quotes around prayer, but one of my favorites is E.M. Bounds, little prayer, little power, more power, much prayer, much power. Kathy, for those who are listening, they think, you know, those guys are out there, they're going to have a big time Washington, D.C. event, a lot of dignitaries, people coming together. But in your heart, that's not where this thing has its real power. It starts in the collective homes of our country, people who are committed to Christ, who want to stand one by one, uniting together. Talk to us about a grassroots movement and why every listener becomes really important to you and the National Day of Prayer Task Force.
Right. I would say it starts in every home, but where it really starts is in every heart. And God loves a humble heart. And we hear all the time, you know, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name, people love to bring that verse to prayer meetings. But the first thing God requires of us is to humble ourselves. And so while there will be very large gatherings like the beautiful one probably in the Rose Garden and at the Capitol and on it and in stadiums, don't forsake praying with your family around the kitchen table. That prayer is just as powerful and avails just as much as any prayer anywhere. It's not necessarily about where we get to be, where our feet are standing, but it's where our heart is. And our heart needs to be at the feet of Jesus, crying out to him, seeking only his glory, not grandstanding, not photo ops, but we are praying fervently in righteousness for him to avail much for his purposes, for his plans, for his glory, and we get to be a part of that in prayer.
Kathy, you mentioned earlier organizations like Pray.com, Intercessors for America. What you do as a part of that day is you also host this very special event. So you are bringing together dignitaries, pastors, key faith leaders, just to what? Come together in earnest and pray collectively together. Like, you want everybody to be a part of this experience. Can you talk a little bit more about what you've done in years past and what you anticipate this year?
Absolutely. We want to encourage as well. When we come together, there's an encouragement. There's so much anxiety out there. I mean, I think about the weight on the shoulders of many of those dignitaries, of those members of Congress, of our own president and vice president, the people in the faith office who we love so much. There is this heaviness that can happen if we don't cast our cares. And so in years past, we've had so many incredible prayer partners come alongside us. You know, last year with Tim Tebow, and we have the Speaker of the House, and we have senators, and we have business leaders who come. So grateful for years and years. Tim, you've been there with us in the Capitol and praying. So deeply grateful to come and encourage one another, but to just humble ourselves and lay everything down at the feet of Jesus so that we can get back up, pick up our cross and carry it and walk into whatever he has next for us. And so I just want to encourage everybody to do that for your leaders every day be praying for those in authority right there in your city, right there where you're working and learning and working out and spending money, wherever you are, to remember that there are people, all of every single person made in the image of God is a person of purpose, a person of eternal glory that's just awaiting them. And so we need to make sure that we are realizing the authority and the glory that's walking around us in all people, and to be grateful that we have leaders like our president, like members of Congress, members of the cabinet, and others who are willing to come to Washington and pray for our nation as well.
Kathy, I know we're fighting time here, but I have been deeply moved by what we're seeing in Washington. I know we hear a lot of stories about deep state, and there's a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse, and a lot of things that concern us. But there are also wonderful stories, stories of spiritual strength, people who actually, like George Washington, on bended knee, are crying out to God in the Senate, in the House, in the cabinet, and so much more. It's just, we've seen videos of people praising and worshiping the Lord in the White House. We've never seen it. It's unprecedented. There is something stirring in our nation, and this is a moment in time. I really believe that. Kathy, as we wrap up today's broadcast, I want to go back. I want to make sure people again are dialed in. May 7th, 2026, it's the National Day of Prayer. We have a couple of months of lead time here. Talk to us again how people can learn more about the National Day of Prayer and how they can be a part of it in their local community, in their homes, by the way, in their own hearts, how they can dial in and really join and earnestly cry out to God like we've never done before.
Right. Go to our website, nationaldayofprayer.org, and you can click on events to find an event finder. But I want to encourage you now in this lead time, find out who your state coordinator is. We have 19,188 staff members, prayer coordinators across the United States, in almost every county in the U.S. There's some that are just pretty much populated by jackrabbits and antelopes, and so we're working on those. But find out who they are. Jump in and ask how you could help or where you could attend, or is there somebody right there in your city? Get involved there by contacting your state coordinator. And then again, come and pray with us. We have prayer resources. We have our prayer guide for this year. On and on it goes. We just want to help you in your prayer life throughout the year, and especially joining us on May 7th.
Kathy, I can't think of a better way to close out today's broadcast than to have you maybe just take a moment and pray. Pray for our listeners and where they're at in their everyday life, and pray for our nation, and pray for what's happening around our world.
Absolutely. Thank you for that honor. Oh, Lord Jesus, we do come to you today, and we first praise you as our Savior, as our Redeemer, as our Creator, as the Alpha and Omega who knows our end from our beginning. And so, Lord, in this time where we keep hearing about so much anxiety, so much worry, so much fear, Lord, we thank you that you are the Prince of Peace. And so we seek your glory. We seek to hear and to tell of your wonderful deeds to all people. Lord, we remember, great is your faithfulness. I pray that song stays in the heart of these listeners all day long and beyond. Great is your faithfulness. And so, Lord, we seek you. We cast our cares on you. We praise you. We thank you. I pray that every time we go to complain or every time we go to worry, we would just turn it to worship. We would turn it to prayer. And Lord, that we would come together to glorify you among the nations and seek you in every generation. In your beautiful name we pray. Amen.
E.M. Bounds again once said, little prayer, little power. More prayer, more power. Much prayer, much power. Kathy, what a delight to have you today. We're going to pray that God would move in our nation like we've never seen before. Everybody, mark the calendar for May 7th, 2026 for the National Day of Prayer. Kathy, on behalf of our entire team here, we salute you. And we're going to join in prayer for and with you, that God would strengthen your heart, your voice, especially in these days, in these hours, when it seems like everything's pretty rough. But we know this, God's moving. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help equip the church to provide Christian mental health care, visit aaccfoundation.org. Your donation ensures this program and your station stay on the air. On behalf of our co-hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, this is Jim Kress. We look forward to having you with us again next time. May God bless you.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Zach Clinton, licensed counselor from the American Association of Christian Counselors, with your Mental Health Minute. You can't expect a healthy relationship if you're not becoming a healthy person. See, relationships don't heal your wounds, they reveal them. Luke chapter 6, verse 45 says, "Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." What's inside you eventually flows into how you love, speak, argue, and repair. Clinically, emotionally healthy individuals exhibit self-awareness, boundaries, empathy, and regulation, all essential building blocks for relational stability. So don't wait until you're in a relationship to become whole. Be the person you're praying to find. Take 10 minutes today to reflect. What am I consistently bringing into my relationships, healing or baggage? Then choose one step to grow in emotional or spiritual health this week. This has been your Mental Health Minute with Dr. Zach Clinton. For more information, visit aacc.net. That's aacc.net.